The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Armesa, MD, is patient Michelle Mahoney, last name M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, first name Michelle. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, cardiocare associates letterhead, file Strecko space Mahoney space M, and treadmill stress echocardiogram date of examination 2/25/22, referring physician. Hold on, I have to find the referring physician. Michelle, by the way, is spelled M-I-C-H-E-L-E, and Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. Let's see now. Referring physician is, it's Subhasra Karunanathi, M.D., performing physician Sharon Armesa, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, 27-year-old female with history of PAF and SVT, for stress test on medication. And including diltiazem CD 240 milligrams and Toprol XL 25 milligrams. Now for Master Giovanni James, which was the previous, the previous file 0226103, I had the wrong referring physician. I had said Subhasra Karunanathi, which belongs to actually this patient. The referring physician for Master Giovanni is Jihad, G-I-H-A-D, Mukdad, which is M-O-U-K-D-A-D. I'd appreciate it when you finish this dictation, if you could please make that correction for me. Thank you so much. So to continue with this one, Michelle Mahoney, referring physician is Subhasra Karunanathi, M.D., performing physician Sharon Armesa, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, which I gave you. And then, let's see, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, sinus bradycardia, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 110 over 70, baseline heart rate, 51 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage three of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 129, parentheses, 90% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient under blood pressure 150 over 72 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19350, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period. No, sorry. 19350, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had baseline sinus bradycardia with a normal chronotropic response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 108 over 70 and a heart rate of 71 at the end of the recovery period. There were APCs noted at peak stress and into early recovery, with paired APCs, but no supraventricular tachycardia. Correction, with paired APCs at a high heart rate, but no supraventricular tachycardia. There was no PAF during the test, and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New power graph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. New power graph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise, and left lateral decubitus position. Power sternal long axis, power sternal short axis, four-chain reviews, and apical two-chain reviews were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New power graph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New power graph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, with normal augmentation wall motion would exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New power graph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. New power graph, conclusions, one, normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a flux capacity in the range of 8 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had baseline sinus bradycardia with a normal chronotropic response to exercise. Five, there were APCs at peak stress and into early recovery with paired APCs at a high heart rate, but no supraventricular tachycardia during the test. There was no paroxysmal atrial fibrillation during the test and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise with no systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.